Would you please turn your Bible to 2 Peter chapter 1?
让我们先把圣经读到彼得后书第一章，第五到十一节。
Let me read it for you.
让我先为你读。
But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he has cleansed from his own sins, from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will be never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得后书第一章第五到十一节，有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上前进；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲散不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就不会失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Thank you. And the second Bible reading is Mark chapter 4 verses 26 through 29.
第二处要读的圣经是马可福音第四章第二十六到二十九节。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and arise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
马可福音第四章二十六到二十九节，又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗儿，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
I think that after this summer, we should all be impressed by the word abundance.
而能够丰丰富富的享受到他所赐给我们的丰丰富富。
We want to reach the reality of abundance so that we may enter the eternal kingdom.
我们想要能够达到这种丰丰富富的程度，好叫我们能够进入神的国。
Because we notice that Peter used this word abundance in relation to entering the eternal kingdom.
因为彼得在这里把丰丰富富与进入神的永远的国联系在一起。
Meaning, if we have an abundant spiritual life,
意思就是说，如果我们属灵的生活是富足的。
As here he listed eight aspects of spiritual character,
在这里前面啊，彼得诉说了八样属灵的性格。
We have access to the eternal kingdom.
我们这样就可以进入神永远的国。
But without that abundance,
如果我们没有这个丰丰富富
，we have nothing.
我们就什么也没有。
After the summer conference,
在这个夏令会之后
，we all desire that our lives will soon reach abundance.
我们真的希望我们的生活能够很快的，我们的生命能够很快的进入富足。
So we can be waiting and urging the Lord to come in this corrupt age.
好叫我们能够急着我们自己的来叫催促，在主在这个弯曲悖谬时代快快的来临。
You know, in my morning devotion group at the summer conference.
在我夏令会的时候，我成根的那一组。
We would sing Maranatha every morning before we finish.
我们在结束成根的时候，总要唱这首诗歌，主再来 ，Maranatha.
We remember one morning.
我们记住有一天早晨。
When we sang this song.
我们唱完这个歌的时候。
The word caught our hearts. O Lord, come! O Lord, come!We await your presence, O Lord, come.
主就在我们的心中来呼召我们，我们就一直有这样的呼求。主啊，求你来，求你来。主啊，我们恳求你能够再回来。
So we kept on singing this song again and again, couldn't just stop singing it until we were all late for breakfast.
所以我们就作为一个成根组，我们就一直在重复的唱这几节。一直到我们去聚会都迟到了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want the kingdom to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们真的希望神的国能够来临。
Because it is our hope and the final destiny.
因为这是我们的希望，也是我们的终极目标。
So my dear young people, this world is not our home.
所以我亲爱的年轻人们，这个世界不是你的家。
Because the Bible tells us that God's plan for this age has never been an earthly government or politician anywhere.
所以神在这个世代上的旨意不是在于政权上，也不是在国家的政客上，或者其他地方可以找着。
In 1 Peter chapter 1,
在彼得前书第一章
Peter tells us to love the world not.
彼得要劝勉我们不要爱这个世界。
Because all flesh is as the grass, and all the glory of a man as the flowers of the grass.
因为，所有这个世界和它所以上的情欲，都像这有血气的如草如花一样。
The grass withers and its flower falls away.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of God endures forever.
但只有主的道是永远长存。
When we talk about the coming kingdom,
当我们讲到要来的国
we probably think of it in the future tense.
我们还认为它是将来时。
Recently, I had a conversation with a brother in another church.
最近我和另外一个教会的一个弟兄有一些分享。
He said that he didn't worry about the second coming of Christ.
他说他不为主的再来而担心。
Because it sounded so far away for him.
但是因为这件事情听起来很遥远。
Brothers and sisters, Peter in his second letter.
但是弟兄姊妹们，彼得在他的后书里面讲到。
He tells us that we are walking into the kingdom now.
彼得在告诉我们说，我们正在进入神的国里，是现在时。
So on the one hand, the coming kingdom is on its way.It's future tense precisely.
在一方面说这个神国将要来临是有一部分将来时。
But on the other hand, if we are reaching the abundance of a spiritual life today,
但是在另外一方面，如果我们已经在属灵上富足，
we are walking into the realm of the coming kingdom.
我们已经走在这样将要来的神的永远的国里。
It is what's happening now.
是现在时。
It's like when Noah built the ark.
就像挪亚建方舟一样。
He didn't wait until the last time when the great flood came before he opened the door.
他没有等待在 水洪水来的最后一刻才把门打开。
He didn't keep the animals in pairs waiting outside of the ark until the water reached their neck.
他没有等到当水要没及他们的脖子的时候，再让所有的众生动物们来进入他的方舟。
No, brothers and sisters, it would be too late.
弟兄姊妹们，那样的话就会太晚了。
We wish that no one among us would feel like nothing to do after we were born again.
我希望在座的弟兄姊妹们不会认为我们重生之后就没有什么事情可做。
We strive to run after the spiritual abundance.
我们努力要进入神所为我们预备的富足里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for calling us together and before your mercy seat.
主啊，我们赞美你，在你施恩的宝座面前招聚我们。
Lord, we pray that you will help us.
主，我们恳求你来帮助我们。
To plant our feet on the higher ground.
好像我们的脚能够立在更高之处。
The higher ground is yourself.
这个更高之处是你自己。
Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts.
主，我们求你开我们的心。
Let your word and come into our heart.
让你的话语进到我们的心里。
Let your word as the seed of life comes into our heart.
让你的话语成为种子，扎在我们的心里。
Lord, we lift up this hour unto your hand.
主啊，我们把这一段时间仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.We thank God for giving us four gospel books in the New Testament.
我们感谢主在新约圣经里给了我们四卷福音书。
Even though they recorded almost the same miracles, parables, and the teaching events by Jesus.
虽然在这四卷书里面都记载了几乎同样的神所行的奇迹。他所设立的比喻和他的生平
But they didn't simply copy each other.
但是这四卷书里面讲述这些事迹的时候没有只是彼此copy 复制
It's not like Mark finished the writings and handed them over to other three for exact copy
不是说作者马可写完他的马可福音之后把这个马可福音这卷书给其他三位作者让他们来复制。
So you see it, my dear young people, four gospel books made the report of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你看到的话，这个四卷福音书来讲述了耶稣基督在地上生平的全部。
Our Lord Jesus, his teaching, his works, his crucifixion and the resurrection.
都讲到了主在地上对人的教导，他在地上的工作，他如何被钉十字架，他如何为我们复活。
Many events and the words are recorded repeatedly.
有些事情是重复的。
However, the four writers present the same story from different perspectives.
但是这四位作者都从不同的角度来记载这一样的事迹。
We can't simply use Matthew to replace Mark.
我们不能用马太福音来代替马可福音。
Or use Mark to replace John.
或者用马可福音来代替约翰福音。
They each have their unique place in telling the life stories of Jesus.
他们每个都有自己特殊的地位来讲述耶稣基督的生平。
Like you see a colorful rainbow appear in the sky.
就像你看见那个天上的彩虹有各种样的颜色。
We know that a rainbow comes from one sunlight source.
我们知道这个彩虹是从一个光源出来的。
But it makes different colors with many layers.
但是却有许多不同的层次。
We've just read together the parable of the sower sowing the seeds in Mark chapter 4.
我们刚读了马可福音里面讲到撒种的比喻。
The same parable is repeated in the other two gospel books.
这同样的比喻在其他的几句福音书里面都讲有同样的叙述。
The gospel of Matthew, the gospel of Luke.
马太福音和路加福音都有同记载。
But notice that they spoke the same parable differently.
但是同样的这个比喻却从不同的角度来述说。
Why do we choose Mark for today's sharing?
为什么我们选择马可福音的版本来讲今天的道？
Why not Matthew? Why not Luke?
为什么不用马太福音和路加福音呢？
Because we think that Mark holds the key to open the door for us to understand this parable.
因为马可福音里面给我们讲解、分析、解说了这一段。
Why is this so?
为什么是这样的呢？
Is Gospel of Mark the shortest and the most straightforward among the four Gospels?
难道不是马可福音是最短的，是非常直白的，在这四卷福音书当中吗？
It only has 16 chapters.
只有16章的经节在马可福音里面。
How come the master gives the key to the youngest in his family?
为什么主把这个解开这个比喻的钥匙给了马可，他是最年轻的一个作者。
I think one of the good examples is in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
我觉得最好的一个例子就是在撒母耳记上第16章。
When Samuel went to the house of Jesse to find and anoint the future king of Israel.
当撒母耳来到耶西的家中，想要高抹以色列将要成为的王。
He had all 7 sons walk before him with their father's arrangement.
按照他父亲的排列，让耶西的七个儿子都从他面前经过。
But Jehovah the Lord anointed none of them.
但是耶和华神并没有高抹任何一个。
So Samuel turned to Father Jesse.
所以撒母耳就转向他的父亲耶西。
In 1 Samuel 16:11, Samuel asked,
在撒母耳记上16章11节，撒母耳问他，
Are these all the young men you have here?
你所有的儿子都在这里吗？
Then Jesse answered, There remain yet the youngest, but he's keeping the sheep.
然后耶西就回答说，还有个小的，现在在放羊。
Why was David absent and sent out to his father's flock?
为什么大卫没有在场，反倒被他的父亲差去看羊呢？
I think just because Father Jesse thought David was too young.
我觉得因为他的爸爸耶西认为大卫太小。
Too naive, too simple.
太简单了，太天真。
To sit in the room for this kingship business.
他不够资格坐在这个房间里来承受这个关于王的这个事情。
But brothers and sisters, the truth is that David was the one in God's own heart.
但是事实上，弟兄姊妹们，大卫是神心目当中的那一位。
Most of the time, we judge things by their size, weight, and the length of the content.
我们经常来下判断，根据一个事情的长短、重量、大小和高矮。
Which causes us to overlook the small and the simple ones right before us.
这些就让我们没有集中精力看到我们应该看的就在我们面前的。
If we take the same attitude reading the Gospel of Mark,
如果我们以同样的态度来读马可福音，
we will miss the value of this book.
我们就会失去了就会没有看见错过这本书的价值。
It is right. Mark was the youngest among all Gospel writers in terms of spiritual experience.
就属灵的经历来说，马可福音，马可在这几本福音作者里面是最年轻的。
He wasn't as rich as Matthew's Old Testament knowledge.
他没有像马太那样丰富的这个属灵知识。
He couldn't touch the level of John.
他也不能到达约翰的那个顶端。
Whose thoughts were so high and so deep when he was writing his gospel book.
但约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他的思想境界是如此的高而深。
But we realize one simple fact that Mark recorded our Lord Jesus in great detail.
但是我们要记住，马可在记载耶稣基督生平的时候，他是非常有细节的。
Many words in his gospel book that are very important to us are never mentioned even in the other three books.
许多重要的细节在其他的书里面都没有提到过。
And his book usually places the key for us to open the door to the gospel.
那这些细节对我们是至关重要的，好像我们能够更加了解福音书。
So this is how we approach the Gospel of Mark.
所以这就是我们应该怎么样读马可福音。
Now let's go to today's Bible reading on Jesus' parable of the sower sowing the seeds in Mark 4:26 through 29.
所以让我们今天能够来讲分享一下马可福音关于撒种的比喻，是马可福音第四章26-29节。
First of all, in verse 26.
第一点，从开始，马可福音第四章26节。
We notice that Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a man should scatter the seed.
前面我们已经讲到了，神的国就像人来撒种。
In earlier text of verse 14.
在前面第十四节里面讲过。
Jesus says that the sower sows the word.
第十四节讲过，撒种之人所撒的就是道。
If we say that this word represents the word of God,
所以这个道就是神的话。
Then we know that the gospel is the word of God coming into our heart.
所以我们就知道这个福音书其实是神的话进到我们的心里。
Psalm 119:105.
诗篇第119篇第105节。
It says that the word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
说到神的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
My dear young people, there are many things we hear, we learn, and copy from this age, and even play with.
在 from the Bible or from the
this age, from this age.
在这个世代里面，我们有许多要学、要复制、想要继续的东西。
They seemed like a happy hour to us.
就对我们来说，就像快乐时光一样。
But truthfully speaking,
但是真实的说
they're leading us to fall into the trap of death.
它是带我们走向灭亡的陷阱。
Don't you think so, my dear young people?
亲爱的年轻人，这不是事实吗？
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
He gave us His word.
他给我们他的话语。
That keep us safe from perish.
好叫我们不至灭亡。
Also, we know that the word is Jesus Himself.
我们知道这个话就是神自己，耶稣基督自己。
Because the Gospel of John says.
因为约翰福音讲到。
The Word was God, and this Word was with God in the beginning.
因为约翰福音讲到，神就是道，这道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
Meaning that the seed sown on the ground was Jesus Himself.
所以就说这个撒在这个地上的种子就是基督自己。
The good news is Jesus Himself coming into our heart.
这个好消息就是耶稣基督自己住在我们的心里。
One of my favorite songs in the church hymn book is number 205.
教会这个大本诗歌里面第205首是我最喜欢的诗歌之一。
Which says the floods of joy over my soul like a sea below the low.
就像喜乐潮如洪水滚滚涌入我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart,
自从耶稣进入我心，喜乐潮如滚滚进入我心。
I remember about 30 years ago.
我记得三十年前。
I served as a song leader in a regional gospel event.
我在一个区域的传福音聚集里面做这个带领诗歌的弟兄。
We had about 400 or 500 Chinese students coming for this event.
我们有大概四五百名中国学生来参加这个活动。
So in the first session, I just sang the song with all students on the stage.
我第一个第一次我就站在那儿，在第一堂聚会的时候，我就站在那儿与学生们一起唱这支歌。
I was singing this song and jumping up and down on the stage.
我在台上起鼓跳舞，就是上下的跳着来唱这支歌。
But I didn't know what happened to me.
但我不知道我里面是发生了什么样的事情。
Because I was packed with the joy of since Jesus coming to my heart.
因为我心里是被因着耶稣进入我心所充溢。
I believe many brothers and sisters have had the same experience as I did.
我相信在座的弟兄姊妹们与我一定有同样的经历。
But my dear young people, having Jesus come into my heart is not just a mere historical figure.
但是耶稣进入我心，他不是作为一个历史人物。
Because in John 14:6,
因为在约翰福音第十四章第六节里面讲到
，Our Lord Jesus says about Himself.
我们的主讲到自己。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命。
So we understand the seed sown into our hearts is not just simply a theory of knowledge.
所以我们知道扎在我们心里、种在我们心里的这个种子，它不是一个道理。
It's not just a mere a pack of moral teachings of a good man and a woman.
不是一些道德上的讲论，怎么样做更好的男人或者女人。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus sows the seed of living life into us.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣把他鲜活的生命种在了我们的里面。
I believe this is the theme of the parable of the sower sowing the seeds.
我知道，我认为这个就是在福音书里面讲到撒种的比喻的真谛。
This is the theme. This is the word that Jesus wanted to tell his followers.
耶稣就是要把这个道传给他的跟随者。
Because if you look through the Bible, the seed always represents life.
因为你要知道，你看福音书的时候，这个种子就是都是在讲生命。
As life lives and grows in us.
这个生命是在我们里面被栽种下去并且成长。
Then all things happen to us today.
在所有的事上发生在我们的身上的事情。
Meaning our life, our job, our church, and our meetings, everything you name it.
不管是我们所遇见的任何事情，在我们生命当中，我们工作和学习还是侍奉当中，所有的一切的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, all things is nothing else but directly related to the life that Jesus sowed into us.
这周遭的事情都与耶稣在我们心中所赐给我们的这个种子的生命有关。
As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:4,
在保罗在以弗所书第二章第四节讲到
2 Corinthians 2:14 He said that we spread the aroma of life to the world.
讲到我们在这个世界上是发出香气的。
He didn't say like we teach the lesson about Jesus to the world.
他们没有说让我们去传讲神的道理。
He didn't say like we spread the knowledge about Jesus.
他没有讲我们是来传讲有关神的道理。
But Paul said we spread the aroma of life.
而是在我们身上有发出这样的香气。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the breath of eternal life in and out from us,
如果这个永生神的生命能够在我们一吸一呼里面能够被察觉到，
then we have everything God has promised to us.
那神所应许的一切都在我们身上成就了。
The blessing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的祝福，
the blessing of the testimony,
我们所见证的祝福，
the blessing of peace and joyfulness,
所以我们的平安和喜乐的祝福，
and everything we're doing here now is meaningful,
我们所做的一切都是充满意义的，
but without life,
但是没有，如果没有这个生命，
we are dead.
我们是死的。
Even if our physical bodies will keep going for years,
虽然我们这个属肉的身体身躯这个躯体可以一直持续，
The simple truth is that where there is the seed of living life,
这个非常简单的真谛就是这个种子在我们的里面是一个鲜活的生命，
There is a chance of abundance,
只要有生命就会有丰富。
Where there is abundance,
只要有丰富，
there should be access to into the kingdom.
我们就可以能够进入神的永远的国。
Now, do we see the connection here?
我们看到这里面的联系了吗？
Peter tells us how we enter the eternal kingdom abundantly.
彼得在告诉我们如何进丰富的进入神的国。
And Mark shows us the path into abundance.
马可在教导我们进入这个丰丰富富的途径是什么？
Which is the life that grows out of the seed.
是从那个种子所长出来的生命。
Now I have a question for you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我现在有一个问题。
What are we looking for here this morning?
我们今天早晨想要明白什么，想要寻找什么？
I was in a church that...offered a number of clubs on Sunday afternoon.
我去过一个教会，这个教会在主日的下午有许多的俱乐部团体。
Don't get me wrong, they still have a morning, they call it a service in the morning, Sunday morning.
不要误解我，他们的确有早晨的这个早晨的信息，早晨的服事 service.
But they explained to me that since we are so spiritual, you know, we don't want to waste the afternoon time.
所以我们如此的属灵，我们不想要浪费下午的时间。
So they have all classrooms open for different clubs in, on Sunday afternoon.
所以在礼拜天下午的时候，他们所有的俱乐部团体都打开门敞开让会员们进去。
They had a chess club.
有下棋的。
They have a poker game club.
有打牌的。
They have a finance workshop.
还有讲论经济的。
And they have a Chinese classes for grade schoolers.
甚至还有讲中文教中文。
And to your surprise,
令你惊奇的是
the church sides didn't die out.
这个教会的人数没有减少，
but it grew super fast.
甚至非常剧增。
Brothers and sisters, is this what we want?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们所要寻求的吗？
Our Lord Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a man scattered the seed.
我们的主说，这个神的国就像人在撒种。
The seed of life, brothers and sisters.
这个种子的生命，弟兄姊妹们。
This is why we gather together here at this corner of this street.
我们为什么在这个街的这个角落里在这聚集？
Let's go to verse 27.
让我们来读彼得后书第一章第。马可福音第四章第二十七节。
When the sower sows the seed on the ground,
当撒种的把这个种子撒到地上。
It says that the seed shall sprout and grow no matter whether the man sleeps by night or rises by day.
他就说不管这个撒种的人是白天起床还是晚上睡觉，不管是白天黑夜，种子都是自己都要成长。
Notice here that our Lord kept on using the word should multiple times.
在这里，主所用的词就是应当这个词，他重复应当这个词好几次。
Which leads us to two sets of laws here.
这就让我们知道有两种律。
The natural laws of a day and a night that takes control of man's life on earth.
就是自然的律，就是有白天和晚上来控制掌管我们的生命生活。
Another is the law of life that keeps the seed growing.
还有一个律就是超自然的律，就是圣灵的律，好叫这个种子能够生长。
Whether day or night.
不管是白天还是黑夜。
Do you see it here, my dear young people?
亲爱的年轻的人们，你看到这里的吗？
When the seed of life comes into us,
当这个种子栽种在我们的心里的时候，
nothing on this earth,
在这个地上的任何东西都不能，
or any earthly natural laws won't be able to stop it from growing.
还有这个所有自然律里面的一切都不能让这个种子停止在我们里面生长。
Because the seed is preserved and generated by the law of life.
因为这个种子是栽种在我们的心里，并且一直让它成长，是这个神的律。
Which surpasses all the natural laws of day and night.
是超越这个自然规律的白天和黑夜。
We all love the sunshine.
我们都喜欢日光。
And dislike the night.
我们不喜欢黑夜。
Because everything keeps growing and thriving under the sun.
因为在阳光之下，这些一切的生物都很快速的成长。
The plants, the birds, and the little puppies, you name it, they all love the sunny days.
植物、鸟类，还有狗，任何生物、动物都喜欢这个晴朗的天气。
My neighbor once gave me some beautiful roses.
我的邻居有一次给我许多漂亮的玫瑰。
So I went to Lowe's for top quality soil.
所以我就去那个店里面找最好的土壤。
And all kinds of plant food.
还有这些给这些植物的食物。
肥料。
肥料。
And I water the roses every day.
我每天都给这个玫瑰花浇水。
Hoping my roses would grow and give me some beautiful flowers.
好叫我的玫瑰能够长好，并且给我结花儿，开花。
And my neighbor promised me, said they will grow and they will give you some beautiful flowers.
我的邻居也应许我说，它一定会长成并且开花的。
But the roses on my backyard getting sick day by day.
但是在我后院里的那些玫瑰花每日的憔悴。
And finally they all died.
最后都死了。
So I asked my neighbor to come over to see my roses.
我就让我的邻居到我家里来看我所种的玫瑰花。
She said, aha, the first thing to grow a rose.
他说第一要想栽种好的玫瑰，第一件事情要
and make it a beautiful flower is to plant the roses in a sunny place.
必须要把这个花栽在充足阳光的地方。
She told me a rose won't to grow without sunshine.
Won't to grow玫瑰花没有太阳光就不能长。
So my dear young people, this is called the power of natural laws.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是自然的规律。
We don't like the night.
我们都不喜欢黑夜。
Because when it comes, it stops everything.
因为黑夜来临的时候，所有的都开始，活动都终止。
It stops us from daytime activity.
我们都不能从事白天我们所要做的事情。
All men and women, no matter how strong and smart they are,
不管是什么男人女人，不管他有多聪明多聪明。
When the night comes, all falling asleep.
到晚上的时候，他们都要睡觉。
Whatever the great work we pursue during the day.
不管白天我们从事什么样高大上的工作。
The night stops it.
到晚间的时候，我们都要停息。
Because we can't see or mobilize around when night comes.
当夜晚的时候，我们看不见，也没有办法活动。
It rings the bell to our ears of no life.
让我们耳朵里所听见的就是没有生命。
Brothers and sisters, this powerful natural law governs all the phenomena of life on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，这些自然的规律来控制地上的众生。
Now we understand why Jesus said that if man slept by night and arose by the day, he wouldn't be able to know how the seed grows alive.
所以在圣经中，耶稣告诉我们，人们白天起床，夜晚睡觉，所以他不知道这个生命是如何长成的。
Because man on earth is under the power of natural law.
因为在地上的人们都受这个自然规律的控制。
He certainly doesn't understand and doesn't know the activities of heavenly life.
人们自然来说不知道这个属天的规律。
The heavenly life contained in the seed.
这个属天的生命是在这个种子里的。
Because the life in the seed operated in a transcendent way.By the spiritual law of life.
因为这个种子里面的生命是根据超自然的属灵的律。
It is totally different from everything grows on earth.
是跟地上的这个受自然律所辖制的生命不一样的。
The seed grows life during the day and keeps growing during the night.
这个有生命的种子，无论是白天还是黑夜。都在成长。
Even everybody stops moving and falls asleep, the seed still grows.
甚至每个人都睡觉了，但是这个生命还在长。
Even the prince of darkness cannot stop the seed's life.
这个辖制黑暗的这个王，他也不能掌控。种子生命的成长。
You see it much different. You see it, dear brothers and sisters. This is called the transcendent power of the law of life.
所以这就是我们所说超越这个自然的律的属灵的律。
I believe this is the key point that Jesus wanted to tell us through this parable.
所以我觉得这个耶稣就是。想要说的在这撒种比喻想要说的就是这一点。
When the seed of life comes into us,
当这个有生命的种子进到我们的里面的时候，
we never follow the natural laws,
我们不再遵循自然的律，
but the law of life,
我们开始顺从生命的律，
for growing the life out of the seed,
好叫我们的里面的种子能够成长。
If we put ourselves under the natural law,
如果我们把我们自己受辖制于这个自然的律，
the life of out of the seed won't grow.
这个生命的律在我们的里面受到辖制，我们的种子的生命就没有办法成长。
Sometimes when going through a long night of spiritual experience,
有的时候我们经过漫长黑夜的属灵的经历。
When we got sick,
我们或者生病。
When we hit something very hard in our life,
或者我们生命当中遇到一些非常艰难的环境。
We felt everything seemed to stop.
我们觉得好像一切都终止了。
We felt like even the presence of God was gone.
我们也没有办法感觉到神的同在。
We felt so empty.And meaningless by sitting here.
我们当我们坐在这个大堂里的时候，我们甚至觉得我们里面 非常的空洞，没有觉得有意义。
Our Bible readings seem to be no light.
我们读圣经的时候也看不见亮光。
And our prayers seem empty.
我们的祷告似乎也都到了墙上。
So we were discouraged and started to complain.
所以我们就沮丧了，开始开始 complain， 开始抱怨。
Because the life movement seemed to be stopped in the darkness outside, by the darkness of the outside.
就是因着这些黑夜，好像没有看见有活动，我们就以为生命终止了。
So my dear brothers and sisters, don't let the natural laws pull you back under its dominion.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我要激励你，不要因着这些黑夜，这些自然的律来辖制你。
We learn that even in the middle of the night,
甚至在漫长的黑夜里，
the life out of the seed still keeps growing.
这个生命的律依然让这个种子在你的里面生长。
Because the seed is not under the natural law.
因为这个种子不受制于自然的律。
The seed is controlled by the transcendent power of the law of life.
我们里面这个种子的生命是受超自然圣灵的律。
The key point here is not whether the spiritual life is still here in the darkness.
这个我们想讲的不是说这个种子的生命是否在黑夜当中还是在那儿。
But whether you and I should give ourselves to the law of life.
而是我们是不是要降服于这个圣灵的律
？And choose to follow it.
好叫我们能够来跟随圣灵的律。
If we follow it,
如果我们跟随这个圣灵生命的律
，for 100% sure，
100%我确定
；for 200% sure，
200%我要确定
，we will reach abundance.
我们一定会达到丰富。
I think one of the Bible examples we could learn from is David.
我们想能够学习到的一个在圣经当中的一个例子就是大卫。
David spent more than 10 years in the wilderness.
大卫在旷野里面居住了超过十年。
He went through numbers of difficulties.
他遇到了许多的艰辛。
And even a life crisis.
甚至他有生命的危机。
He fell into traps sometimes created by himself.
有的时候他所遇到的麻烦是自己所造成的。
He cried out for help, but got no answer.
他呼求神的帮助却没有得到应允。
It was like the night time in his life.
就像在他的生命中的漫长黑夜。
Not 10 minutes, not 10 days, not 10 weeks, but 10 years.
不是十分钟，也不是十天，不是十周。是十年。
But he never let the natural law of day and of night to put him down.
他从来没有让这个自然的律压制他，辖制他。
As he prayed in Psalm 121:4.
他就像他在诗篇第二十一百二十一篇第四节中的祷告。
He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
看顾以色列的。他不打盹也不睡觉。
He knew that even during the middle of the night,
因为他知道在黑漫长的黑夜当中，
the life in him will never cease growing.
他里面的生命从来不会止息的停止。
Because this seed of life is from God, by God, and for God.
因为这个在他里面的生命是从而来的，是因着神的生长，最后是归于神的。
Brother John once encouraged us.
约翰曾经来鼓励我们说。
In 1 John 4:4.
在约翰一书第四章第四节。
He says, "Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world."
他说，在我们里面的比在这个世界上的更大。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus says, "Even the man should sleep by night and rise by day, but the seed should sprout and grow day and night."
所以耶稣就在这里面说，人虽然晚上睡觉，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。
Do you see how wonderful the seed of life we have in us?
所以你能理解到这个。 在我们的里面这个种子的生命是多么的奇妙吗？
Now let's go to verse 28.
让我们到第二十八节。
We see here that Jesus was talking about the full growth process of a seed life.
在这里面讲到了这个种子长的整个过程。
From the very first day of sowing the seed.
从第一天种下这个种子。
To the day of harvest.
一直到收获。
Here is the key phrase that Jesus says here.
在这里面有一个关键的经节。
For the earth yields crops by itself.
因为地生五谷是出于自然的。
Meaning the order of life can bring forth the harvest.
意思就是说这个生命的律一定会带成丰收。
Without any help of human power.
不需要人力的帮助。
And it should take care of the full process of a seed's life.
这整个种子生育发芽长成收获的过程都是被已经安顿好的。
Everything is under the control of the law of life.
所有的一切都受制于生命的律。
And we don't have to worry about it and to give a schedule for telling the seed what you should do today and what you should do tomorrow.
我们不用自己来列一个计划，告诉这个种子今天要干什么，明天要干什么。
No, brothers and sisters, we should let the law of life in us take full responsibility for all details to grow life.
所以我们要允许这个生命的律来做他自己的工，好叫他能够完全的辖制来控制我们的生活。
This is the pathway Mark wants to present to us to the abundant life.
这个就是马可所要说的，好叫我们能够进入丰富的那条途径。
I was told that there was a man in ancient China.
我有 many ancient China.
Man in ancient China.
我在古人在中国的古人里面讲过。
A man in ancient China who scattered the seed on the ground.
有一个在中国的一个在很久以前中国的一个古人，他在地上撒种。
But he was so worried about the growth of the seed he planted.
他如此的担心他所撒的种。
Because he didn't trust the seed but himself.
因为他不相信这个种子，而是相信自己。
So he went into the field.
所以他就到田里。
And pulled the newly sprouted seed.
他就把刚长出的苗就拔一拔。
One by one by an inch.
所以每个他都就拔一点儿。
He thought he was helping the seeds grow.
他以为他在帮助这个种子成长。
But he never thought that he eventually killed all the seeds.
他不知没有意识到他最后是把所有的种子都给杀了。
Some brothers and sisters are always anxious about their spiritual growth.
有些弟兄姊妹们就非常焦虑自己属灵的成长。
So we went back to the old ancient Chinese way.
就回到了那些就古时候中国人的故事。
And some are always worried about the others.
有些他就担心其他的。
Saying, how can I pull them up one by one just an inch?
说我怎么就能够把它一个一个稍微拔的长一点呢？
To grow their faith.
好像我的信心也能长起来。
To grow the faith in young people's heart.
好叫年轻人的信心能够增长。
Remember, I'm talking about the some. I always worry about the others.
我现在讲的是有些人非常就担心其他的人的属灵
状况。So I worry about the young people.
所以我就开始担心年轻人的属灵生命的成长。
Instead of myself.
而没有担心我自己的属灵成长。
So I want to pull them up one by one by just an inch a day.
我想要帮助他们拔高他们属灵生命，其实就一丁点儿。
to grow their spiritual character.
好叫他们属灵的性格能够增长。
To make them love to sit here.
好叫他们更加喜爱坐在这里。
And keep them up and listening to the word of God.
好叫他们不睡觉能够挺直了来听神的话语。
We want to make others good Bible readers.
我们想要其他人能够更好地读圣经。
And love to pray.
也更喜爱祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's be reminded.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们被再次的提醒。
Let's be reminded by this simple parable.
让我们来被这一个很简单的比喻再次提醒。
To trust the Lord of life.
好叫我们能够来相信主的带领，并且能够知道生命的成长。
Because our Lord Jesus says the earth yields crops by itself.
因为主在这个里面讲到，使这个五谷都发芽见长。
The law of life can take care of the growth of spiritual life.
所以这个圣灵生律的力会叫这个种子成长。
Let's just trust the law of life.
让我们就来相信这个生命圣灵的律，
which will bring forth the harvest.
好叫我们能够有一个收获。
I want to share the wonderful phrase from that famous hymn, El Shaddai.
我想要与会众分享一个我特那个非常好的诗歌，叫《全有全足全丰的神》。
It says, "My God, I sink and dwell in calm delight."
他说：“我的神，我在你的里面欢喜雀跃。”
You are enough, however long the day. You are enough, however dark the night.
不管日有多长，夜有多深，有你就够了。
So in Ephesians 2:10,
在以弗所书第二章第十节，
Paul says that we are his workmanship.
保罗说我们是他手中的工作，
created in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里造成的。
We are his work.
我们是他的工作。
He will start his work and he will conclude his work.
他起始了他在我们里面的工作，他必将完成他在我们里面的工作。
I would understand if some disagree with me.
如果你稍微有点与我不同，我能够明白。
Because they feel that man is responsible for the good things that happen.
因为有些人认为人们应该对这些所有许多发生的好事来负责任。
But my dear brothers and sisters, the word of God tells us.
但是神的话语告诉我们说，
If we can reach the harvest of our spiritual life.
如果我们属灵的生命不能成熟结果子，
If we can reach the harvest of our spiritual life. If we can.
C-E-N.
Yeah.
如果我们能够结果子，
It should be by the power of life carried by the seed.
是因着这个属灵生命的律。
I'm not saying that God's children should avoid their responsibility.
我不是说神的儿女要避免自己的责任。
And stay static doing nothing.
好像在那儿坐着什么也不做。
This is not what I mean.
我不是这个意思。
Brothers and sisters, I'd rather trust and give myself to the law of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的愿意把我自己降服在这个生命圣灵律里面之下。
Because it knows me everything.
因为它万事都知道。
It covers all my needs to grow spiritual life from seed to harvest.
从我生命的一个小种子一直成长到结果时的整个过程他都负责。
For time's sake,
因着时间的缘故，
Let me jump into one of the best illustrations.
让我来讲一个最佳的演述。
It is from Ruth chapter 3.
是路德第三章，路德记第三章。
When Ruth came back home and told Naomi what happened at the threshing floor with Boaz.
路德回到家中，告诉拿俄米所有与波阿斯在田间的遭遇。故事。
Ruth seemed worried a lot.
路德听起来有点焦虑。
Because from her experience,
因为她有她的经历。
She slept under the blanket with Boaz.
因为她睡在波阿斯的盖底下。
She worried about her future.
她为自己的将来而担心。
But in verse 18,
但是在十八节里面。
Naomi said to Ruth,
拿俄米对路德说，
Sit still, my daughter.
女儿啊，你只管安坐等候。
Until you know how the matter will turn out.
看这事怎样成就。
For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Remember, Naomi said that this day.
拿俄敏在这里说是今日。
She didn't say probably tomorrow, probably next year.
她没有说也许是明天，也许是下一年。
She said he will conclude this matter this day.
她说她今天必办成这事儿。
Because Naomi knew.
因为拿俄敏知道。
That Boaz is a man of a purpose.
波阿斯是一个有知道该做什么的人。
Whatever he started,
他开始的工作，
he will conclude by himself.
他一定会把它促成。
While Ruth kept on thinking about how about my future.
那路德可能就会担心他自己的前途。
If this happened, what should I do?
如果这个发生了，我该怎么做呢？
If that happened, what should I do?
如果那个发生了，那我该怎么做呢？
I have no home here.
我在这里没有家。
I'm a Moabite woman in the Judea land.
他说我是在犹大地的摩押女子。
But Naomi told her.
但是拿俄米告诉她。
Sit still.
说你安在在这里。
He will conclude it.
他一定会办成这。
He will conclude the matter he started it.
他一定会把这他开始的事情做完。
In this day.
是今天。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the pathway into abundance.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神所应许的要进入神丰富的一条道路。
Let's be reminded that a sower won't leave the seed carelessly.
让我们知道这撒种的人不会不管这个种子。
It's his business.
是他的事情。
It's his responsibility to bring the day of harvest to come.
是他的任务让这个种子能够结实，好叫有丰收。
Yes, we have to cooperate with diligent labor.
是的，我们必须要努力。来自己做自己的部分。
But the Lord of life will never leave us nor forsake us.
但是神永远不丢弃我们，也不撇下我们。
Because he has a full plan.
因为他有完全的计划。
From day one to the day of harvest.
从第一天撒种到最后丰收。
Let's just be reminded.
让我们再次被提醒。
To submit ourselves with patience.
好叫我们能够耐心。
To the heavenly purpose and the process to the day of harvest.
好叫我们能够遵循生命圣灵的律，直到我们看见果实结出。
Dear brothers and sisters, when he comes.
弟兄姊妹们，当他再来的时候。
To bring us into his kingdom.
再把我们带入他永远的国。
Remember, all our labors will be paid off.
我们所有的努力都会收到奖励。
So hang in there tough, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以如果你的境况现在有点艰难，请你坚持。
We're not there yet.
我们还没有到那儿。
But on the other hand, we're not too far from it.
换句话，但是在另外一方面，我们离终点不远了。
Because our Lord is the sower.
因为我们的主就是这个撒种的人。
He sown himself into us.
他把自己的道自己撒在我们的里面，种在我们的里面。
He sown his life into us.
他把他的生命种在我们的里面。
This life has the transcendental power over all the natural laws.
在我们里面的律是超自然的生命的律。
This is the pathway into the abundance.
这个好叫我们能够进丰丰进富富的进入神的永远的国。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，感谢你宝贵的话语。
That encourages us and to submit ourselves under the power of the law of life.
来，激励我们来顺从生命律的带领。
Lord, we pray that you will help us.
我们恳求你帮助我们。
Because we often went through the hardship in our lives.
在我们的生命当中，我们有许多的艰难。
Lord, help us in the dark time of our life.
主啊，求你在漫漫黑夜当中来帮助我们。
Help us to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
好叫我们能够转眼仰望耶稣。
Whatever He started from us.
从他开始，他起始的。
He will conclude it by Himself.
他必将成就。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.